This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show, and also the Chipmunks, on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's Thursday morning, we're December 11th at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. An icy start to the day. I was even talking to JJ downstairs, and I know yesterday we were talking about maybe the morning commute being an issue. I didn't have any. Did you have any icy conditions or anything on the way in? Mine for Menor, at least, to downtown Cleveland, I had no issues at all.
No, in my neighborhood, it was a little icy in the neighborhood, but once I got into the main roads, no, not an issue at all.
So there you go, EMCs. Also, good morning to you. We're going to see a high of 29 degrees, so colder than it was yesterday. More lake effect snow could be possible today. So roads, obviously, with the snow, those could get slick and also snick a little bit later on today. Look up snick. I don't know what that is. On the show, we have a lot to get to. We're giving away another tree, courtesy of Sugar Pines Farm. All right, let's get to it. We need to start the show. Actually, we don't start the show. We love our EMCs. The EMCs start the show with their guests for Christmas Carol in an Envelope.
It's a song. It's a Christmas song. We take one guess a day. What do you think it is?
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
We are great. We cannot wait for your guest for Christmas Carol in an Envelope. We told you it's a song. It's a Christmas song. What would be your guess?
I'm going to guess it's The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
What an excellent guess. That is not the right one. No. Shoot.
Great festive song. Upbeat song. We appreciate that, which means the game continues.
Have you heard of the quarter zip trend? Because when...
This is driving me crazy.
Why?
Because I had not heard of it.
What?
Until yesterday.
What?
I know.
I'm stunned.
I have heard of like all these trends, and this is what we do, and we're on top of things. And, you know, and if you don't know, that's really a great area for Stevie on the social.
Yeah.
Because you want to know. Or the kiddos are talking about something and you don't know. You know, you have no idea at the time what 6-7 was or something.
Yeah.
Stevie is all over this. And this is one of those that for some reason fell through the crack. I don't know how it fell through the cracks until yesterday. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, this is one of like you said, it's the kid. My kids teach me everything now. So Wendy's is jumping on it in a very unique way, and you benefit. That's in 60 seconds. Wendy's hopping on the quarter zip trend and has launched a quarter sip deal. Now through December 14th, you can get any size soft drink for 25 cents when you use the offer in the Wendy's app.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good Thursday morning to you. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So we're going to talk about another viral food recipe today. This one's been all over my For You page. People have been testing it out. It's a dessert to follow maybe your sweet potato and cheese meal that we talked about yesterday, where you stick the cheese in the sweet potato. This could be the follow-up, or if you're looking for a holiday dessert, this looks good.
I thought about you yesterday when I ate string cheese.
You don't stick
I'm sorry.
String cheese
I know that's
it.
I know
cheese
that's really weird.
Fancy cheese.
But it was the size from what you were talking about yesterday. Mm. Putting that kind of, you know, throwing that in the sweet potato. I thought, yeah. I was thought about this. I thought, you know what? I think that would be good. I would like to try that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think the string cheese would melt. Probably.
That I wouldn't. I wouldn't use that cheese, but just I thought that's probably the size of the cheese that would go inside of the sweet potato.
No? I found out my cousin who works from home does this every day for lunch now. She puts her sweet potato in the oven. This is what you talked about yesterday. At 8 in the morning for like an hour and 15 minutes, and then lets it sit in there, and then by lunchtime it's ready to go, and she puts cheese right in it.
Oh.
Doesn't there have to be a workaround that's not that long?
Well, the whole point is because it sits so long, all the like syrup of the potato makes it super sweet and gooey.
So today we move to dessert?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Ooh, dessert. You don't want to miss that.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
A recipe shared by Ina Garten is going viral on TikTok. It's been all over my feed of people recreating this recipe, trying it out. It's called brownie pudding. And basically when you bake it and it comes out of the oven, it's got this like crust on top, like a chocolate brownie crust. That's very ASMR-like when they all the little TikTokers will like bang on it and cut into it. And then when it cracks open, it looks like a half-baked cake. So this is kind of what the videos sound like if you're going to make this crust. So that doesn't sound very delicious of a sounding cake. Sounds like it's overcooked. But then the inside, it's like a half-baked cake. Like it's very moist, as you would say, Tim. Very chocolatey, very pudding, but very cake.
Yeah, like a...
But that sound is the outside, which is so bizarre because it sounds like you're hitting concrete.
Right?
Yeah, well, you're scraping across the top, and it's very... I was like, how is that thing good on the interior? But it looks delicious.
The interior looks amazing. It's almost like a lava cake, but there's more like chunky... Ugh. Like there are some cooked parts of brownie in there. And when I first saw it too, I'm like, oh, that just looks like a nice hard crust of brownie. And then you see them dug into it and it looks absolutely heavenly.
I was concerned because I don't like pudding because of the texture, but this with the crust on top, it reminds me of the lava crunch cakes from Domino's, which is the most heavenly dessert of life from any fast food place.
What? Is it?
They are the best ever and ever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're giving those out for free right now.
And take advantage because they're so good. And
that's what this reminds
me of.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, inside it's like moist and then the outside's crisp.
Out of all of the places, Domino's
I'm stunned.
If you know, you know. That's
you
all
do.
I'm going to say.
Please back Stevie up on this because now I want to know. And I'm trying to even think whether there's a Domino's by me that I can get one.
And then I also think we have to address this next because there's a unique way that you cook this. And
okay.
Tim, I bet you've heard of it because I know you're a baker at heart. I didn't know this was a method, and I'm not sure that I have the right gear to do it, so I want to ask you if you have some suggestions.
I can't wait to hear about this. We continue to feed you on Stevie on the socials, give you those food ideas. What is that? That would be next. I can't wait to hear about this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station, continuing with Stevie on the socials.
We're talking about the brownie. It's called brownie pudding, right, Stevie?
Yes,
this
pudding.
Is an Ina Garten recipe that's gone viral. The way they cook it, so you mix everything up, and they say you have to have... They say get a good, you mix like cocoa powder and flour. So I just bought all these ingredients because I want to try it. I got the Ghirardelli because they said to get a fancy
next level.
One. It looks next level. But then
is it like a 13x9 pan? I think the one I saw looked like.
That's what I'm about to ask you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So a lot of people are putting it like in a circle pan, but then you get a 9x13 and you fill it with water and you set the pan in the water pan.
To get that crunch?
I guess. Is that what it does?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good call.
I don't know what that's called, but that's...
So you bake it in water?
Well, you fill like a 9x13 with water, and then you put your brownie pudding in another pan, like a circle or whatever, and you put that in the water
and
pan.
And then bake that?
Some type of steam. Some type of steaming.
So I bet that's what makes the exterior crusty and the inside gooey.
Wow. Yeah. And by the way, if we're talking to somebody that... I mean, is on trend and did this. That would be really, really cool. I mean, give us a call, 216-343-1021. And it has to be what that is because I thought that was very, very unique when I first saw that video. How hard. I mean, here it is again. Like, this is what the outside of it sounds like. By the way, Usually ASMR drives me crazy. That's relatively satisfying.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
I don't like ASMR either. But that, like I said, I didn't see the full cooking recipe because every video I see, it's people just doing that to the top and then opening it up. So I guess that would make sense is how they get the gooey inside.
Yes.
It's the steam effect.
It must be called something, that method.
I just know when you're, if you're making, like I used to bake a long time ago. I worked at bakeries before radio or anything. Like if you're making that baguette bread, right? That's a super crunchy outside of the bread and it's very, very soft inside of the bread. It's even crunchier than like an Italian or anything else. You really steam that bread, right? That's how, that gets you that crunchy exterior
in that
of
way,
that.
In that way, like in a,
but you're shooting steam. I mean, you're not using a pan of water, but maybe it acts like that. I'm just totally guessing because I haven't made that,
that
either.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like we've all learned something.
I'm sorry. We're making you hungry during Stevie on the socials, but that's okay. We're giving you ideas, and we appreciate it. Great job. Another great Stevie on the socials. It's Star 102. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim show, continuing to talk about Stevie on the social, specifically, basically how to make it.
The Ina Garten brownie pudding, you have to put the pudding in a pan, but then put that pan in a pan of water and cook them both together.
We have an expert. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. It's called a water bath. If you make like a custard or a bread pudding, it's called a water bath.
So I have a question. Does it matter the shapes of the pans that you use for a water bath?
No, you can use anything.
Are you bringing these brownies in for us?
No, she's not. Her entire family's going to eat. She has basically two teenage boys and a husband. There is no way that even makes it out of the, like, onto a plate.
I'll be lucky if I get a brownie, Stevie. Yes.
I have two stepsons. Like, there is no way that's going to make it probably out of even the kitchen.
That's a fair point.
Oven to mouth. You know, farm to table? It's oven to mouth.
That's exactly right.
We are 2 weeks away from Christmas. Good thing we're all done with our shopping.
Are you really?
No.
I was going to say.
No.
I feel like you just started Monday.
No. Not close.
You said on Monday you hadn't done any shopping, and then Tuesday you're like, well, I did get one thing today or yesterday. You better get moving.
Back to the old Tim. This procrastination is not good.
No. Well, I feel like it is a little different for you because you are a physical shopper more than an online shopper. Yes? True?
It's like 50-50, but I probably am more of a physical shopper than probably most people because my 10-year-old also likes to shop. She loves to go out and shop, and I will go out and shop. I mean, I have Sephora and Ulta memorized.
That's awesome.
Could design one.
But how are you
getting... Any locations need a redesign? Because I could do it.
What if you're getting gifts for her? How are you doing that when you're with her?
I have to be sneaky, Jen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's a sneak factor.
Sneak it up. Okay.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Good. I went shopping yesterday and I didn't know it.
What?
Oh, did you go on the internet?
I apparently did.
What? What do you mean you went shopping and you didn't know it?
I got hacked!
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I was a little thrown off. Maybe you could tell on the air yesterday because I was doing some shopping. I was shopping.
Wow.
Yet I was working.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so those details are next. Got that text yesterday. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Fraud alert.
No.
Get those on occasion. Sometimes if you're traveling, like the very first item I buy when I go to Vegas, I get a fraud alert because of probably what's happening. There's an active card in Nevada. You're in Ohio. What's happening? I understand that. Press one for this. Press two for that. Did you buy it? Did you not? Look, yesterday I think to myself, I didn't buy these items. What's happening? I'm going to have to call this 800 number, 866 number, whatever it is to see what's happening.
Did it give you an itemized list of some stuff that was purchased?
Yeah, some websites. Websites. The one... Yeah, there were a couple. There was one that was $198. I don't know what that item was from a website. And there were two other ones that were a little bit smaller. So, of course, I call and they ask me, did I place these, you know, did I buy these items, did not buy these items? And, you know, this isn't the first time something like this has happened, but they do take control of it and they will go through the transactions and make sure it wasn't you that purchased it. And then they'll send you a new card. Which is...
Oh, it's such a process. It's lengthy.
Well, it's like part of my... This, the Apple Pay, which is, you know, you pay the meter, you pay that. I mean, everything is like connected. And then any account that you have withdrawn from that, if it's a monthly thing. So that's, I mean, that is the most... I don't want to say the most annoying of the process,
yes.
But now what am I going to...
Yeah.
I got to go through all the payments that I have, and then
Only were you hacked, which is awful. So great, they're fixing it, they're sending you a new card. But how many days does that take?
It's like 7 to 10.
And then in your 7 to 10 days, you're in like this holding period of spending. Meaning, yes, it's annoying when you get it and you have to reset it up. But now, how are you going to shop?
That's where I was going to ask you if I could borrow.
You got to use another credit card.
That's actually not an unfamiliar process.
Yeah. But. Well, I mean, right?
Does this happen to anybody else? Isn't this the worst? Anybody get a transaction? So the highest transaction of my card, that was not me. It was Fake Tim. So let's just call him this person, Fake Tim.
Is Fake Tim fun, by the way? Were the stores fun even, or you didn't recognize the names?
No, I didn't see. I didn't really recognize. Yeah. I said, you could have gone. You know, you could have
made it more interesting.
I mean, you know, if I'm Fake Tim, I'm going all out.
When I had a Fake Jen, it was a $2,000 charge to Nordstrom. At least $2,000. Yes. In like, it was like Indianapolis or something like that, or Indiana. But it was at least to Nordstrom. And I thought, God, did they buy one large item or did they buy several items?
That's a spree, but it's Nordstrom.
That's what I thought. At least you're having a good time.
All right. So Fake Tim spent $198. Fake Jen went all out.
When
it was shopping spree at Nordstrom.
Big time.
Has this happened to you? First of all, I hope that it has not. But if not, I feel like we can kind of bond together over this. You can shoot us a DM. Fake Jen, Fake Tim, Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. I say I was hacked yesterday. Hacked. Buying $198 worth of stuff. You said that happened to you, what, years ago?
Years ago. And it was at a Nordstrom out of state, around $2,000 they spent. I want to see an itemized list. Like, what did you get? Did you buy like a Louis?
Two G's. I mean, that's the store that is not an inexpensive store.
Right.
We all know that. But, I mean, I'm not trying to make light of what would you do if you had the car that you could... Nordstrom might be up there.
Well, I know, right? Well, listen to this. Elizabeth just sent us a message. Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She said, $32 at Walmart was my Discover fraud. Honestly, I was disappointed in
the
effort.
You know, the fake version of you needs to go off.
I know.
I mean, you're hoping that they don't, and it's resolved, and it's blocked. You don't want them to spend thousands, and then you have an issue, and it becomes a problem. So we're kind of bonding over this together.
Yes.
So, Fake Tim, you stink. You did a bet, $198.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't know. This 32 at Walmart, I don't blame you, Elizabeth. That's not a great effort.
It's just like a couple of stuff. Yeah, it is.
You're going to fraud me. Let's go all out.
All right. Talk about this. All right, go right ahead. Right. Please go right ahead.
Have been hacked twice this holiday season for over $3,000.
Whoa! Oh my gosh.
I was hoping to get no calls, and this is worse than Fake Jen and Fake Tim combined.
Do you know where it was spent?
Yes, someplace in California, and I'm mad because I'm not there.
Fake Jen, fake Tim. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. We're referencing that. I was just talking about yesterday. Hacked through the debit card. Somebody spent $198. A couple other minor things. That was the big one. And then you talked about years ago getting hacked. Fake Jen spent $2,000 at Nordstrom. Went all out.
You are not the only one. I am not the only one. Tiffany says 3 years ago, right before Christmas, fake Tiffany in Rhode Island got me for $3,000 in Jordans.
In Jordans?
Yes. My goodness. Melissa,
I don't know. Fake Tim might go 3,000 in Jordans.
Yeah, I can see fake Tim doing that. Or real Tim, actually.
not that price point, real Tim. Fake Tim might. Gee, that is horrible. 3,000.
Awful. Melissa says almost $300 at Pet Supplies Plus in Lyndhurst this weekend. She says, I hope the fur babies are happy, but I hope the person who did it gets all the cool.
I mean, how many toys and treats are you buying for 300?
A lot.
I mean, I know food isn't, I have a dog. I know food is not cheap, but.
Yeah. And then the worst one, I mean, Karen says, I work at a bank and there's someone in our office 3 to 4 times a week experiencing fraud. It happens very often.
We can't get to it now, but, and I would love if somebody could DM us, maybe somebody that works at a bank. Is it true that using a credit card is safer than using a debit card? Because that's, I believe we had a phone call on the show about that before. I don't want to say that as something that is true if it's not.
Right.
Because I've been hacked. This is... Because I use my debit card, and I thought that somebody told me that in the past, and if that was the case, we would relay that information on the air. I just don't know if that's the case or not, or if it could just happen on all cards. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
Yeah, I would love to know the answer to that as well.
The 12 Trees of Christmas continues on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. This is brought to you by Sugar Pines Farm, located in Chesterland.
And
on Mulberry Road. If you're heading south on 306, you make a left, it's on the left. I know right where it's at.
Thank you, Tim. Lisa is nominating Jack of Avon Lake, saying Jack needs some extra holiday cheer for the season. It was a tradition they used to do all the time, decorating a live tree, and now they want to bring that back to their family.
I think we should give Jack a call.
Well, absolutely.
Let's give Jack a call together, let him know that he's getting a Christmas tree courtesy of Sugar Pines Farm and our 12 Trees of Christmas on Star 102. Jack, Let's give him a call together, less than 3 minutes away on Star 102. Jackson Avon Lake, probably wondering why we're calling him. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Jack, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So Lisa went to the website and she nominated you for something. Do you know Lisa? Who's Lisa?
It's my mom.
Okay, so mom went to star102cleveland.com and actually nominated you for something, which is the reason we're giving you a call.
Yeah, she
really?
Said...
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
She said, we were looking for nominations for people that maybe need a little extra holiday cheer. And she kind of told the story of, you know, how it's been a difficult few years and how one of the things that has brought your family joy is real Christmas trees. So we want to give you a real Christmas tree.
No, we do love our real Christmas trees, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So Sugar Pines Farm has been a part of this. We call it 12 Trees of Christmas. And we mentioned people were nominated on the website. Lisa went to the website. She nominated you. So this tree is all yours. You're going to get a real tree. You don't have to worry about it. It's one less thing you have to worry about. So all those presents and everything can go under this tree.
That's awesome.
Do you think this is something like a tradition your family will do all together? Will it bring joy to your family this season?
It's definitely, we haven't done a real Christmas tree in a little bit, but I would say it's definitely going to bring some joy.
Good. By the way, their trees are amazing, so you're going to find one that you're going to love.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.